This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as we get closer and closer to a final selection by President Trump for the replacement to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The final announcement scheduled for tomorrow, but a fairly clear tip of the hat about the way that that is going from the president today. He's also due to speak later this hour. We will go to him live. There is so much controversy over some of his comments yesterday about the election scam, as he puts it. Does discrediting the election a good strategy for the president or the country? No, it's a horrible strategy for the president, and it's a horrible strategy for the country. The election needs to proceed. We're going to have an election, and it needs to be done in a way that is acceptable to everybody in this country. And that seems to me to be a profound need that we need to address, and it's not helped by the Democratic panic. There's a great editorial in the Wall Street Journal that has the headline, Trump Stokes the Transition Panic. And transition panic is really no help at all. And we will get to that. We will get to a new sex guide that has been published by a leading university trying to urge people to enjoy safe sex in the era of COVID-19. How? Well, we'll be able to tell you some of it. We can't tell you all of it on a family-oriented show. There is more as well. You talk about a sex guide from a major university. You don't necessarily feel that that's one of the jobs of an institution of higher learning, but you do feel that that could be the job of, like, Cosmopolitan Magazine. Cosmopolitan Magazine is called the women's magazine for fashion, sex tips, celebrity news, dating and relationship help, and beauty tutorials. That's the way they describe the magazine, right at cosmopolitan.com. But now they have almost an entire issue devoted to how to get justice for Breonna Taylor. Speaking of which, it was a quieter night in Louisville, only 24 people arrested. But where do we go with all of this? We will be covering that as well on the Medved Show. Plus, all kinds of new movies, one of which is opening in theaters with an interesting cast, including Deborah Winger and Richard Jenkins and Gina Rodriguez and Evan Rachel Wood. It's called Kajillionaires, and a pretty interesting film with Keira Knightley and Greg Kinnear and others about a beauty pageant that is disrupted by pioneering women's lib protesters this back 50 years ago. We will get to that as well. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First up, to put things in some kind of appropriately hysterical perspective, if we can, let's do a one of our regular sequences on the here it comes.
This would give me another decade of not having to behave myself.
Hooray for Hollywood.
I'm the king of the world.
He's super Coney Hollywood.
Okay, Cher is not exactly the king of the world, but she is one of the queens of the entertainment industry. And it's well known she has a political point of view, but she kind of jumps the shark with a tweet today. She tweeted the following, and it's virtually all in capital letters with a whole bunch of misspellings, but fine. Cher's tweet says, "Swear to you, if Trump wins slash steals second term, he'll get his wish, supreme leader." and we'll never see another election by the people. There'll be elections for the rich by Trump. If you think this can happen, can't happen, you will pay a price beyond comprehension for you and your children. He wants power. And a pretty dramatic statement. She is clearly planning to vote for Joe Biden. She gave a previous interview with Billboard magazine, said that Cher plans to vote for Joe Biden. She says, "I like Joe. I've known Joe for a long, long, long time. I had a meeting once with him, and I thought, you know what, this is an honest man." In May of last year, Cher tweeted she would like to see President Trump arrested and thrown in prison, where he would be sexually assaulted by a fellow inmate. At Newsbusters, they point out, even though the wealthy performer received a negative backlash from that post, and that's fairly well preserved. I mean, well deserved, don't you think? I mean, it says she nevertheless has refused to apologize for it. Cher, not particularly known for her apologies. But it's not just Cher. It's people around the country and throughout the media who are worried about how this election is going to work out, especially when you have some polls, not all, that show the election tightening and where the debates are coming up. Believe it or not, the debates are Tuesday night. It's Friday now. So last weekend before the debates, and President Trump's going to be busy appointing a Supreme Court nominee. The Democrats are also trying, in response to something that Senator Cruz was identified with saying, we played it on the air here, they're trying to tie in this Supreme Court nomination with their attempt that they accused Trump of trying to steal the election. And with all of this going on, I think it's extraordinarily important to put it into context and to take a look at what people are talking about. And a great deal of this is based upon a big, lengthy article. And it is a lengthy, well-documented, openly sourced article. It has a lot of people cited by name in that appeared in Atlantic magazine, or it's actually scheduled to appear. Atlantic said it was of such urgency that they published it ahead of time. This is supposed to actually come out in the November issue of Atlantic, which is generally released October 15th. But actually, what they are saying in the magazine is not so much that there is a plot to steal the election or to institute absolute power to end elections or to make this the last election we ever experienced. What they are saying is that election confusion and a contested result is, yes, quite likely, and something that we need to prepare for, and that people need to be prepared to deal with. And now, how does that happen? It happens because, partially, of the unprecedented number of people who, because of COVID-19 and other factors, plan to vote by mail. Now, it doesn't work to simply say, no, you can't vote by mail when there are state laws that authorize it. There are five states where all the voting is by mail. I live in one of them. And all the voting has been by mail in the state of Washington and in Utah and in Colorado and in Oregon for a while now. And you can't simply toss out all the mail-in ballots. But what does it mean? It means that when you have far fewer people voting by mail who are Republican, with President Trump urging all of his supporters to go wait in line and to vote there on Election Day, it means that it's very likely that mail-in ballots will be counted later, so that Trump will be ahead on election night almost for sure. But does that mean that he is the winner? We will deal with that. We'll also go to President Trump, who's in Atlanta. He's speaking live. We'll cover what the president is saying and much more on a busy day on the Medved Show. We'll be right back.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Michael Medved Show. President Trump is speaking in Georgia, a state that is unexpectedly a swing state. The average of RCP polling shows Trump ahead in Georgia by 3 points. But that's the state that he won by more than that last time, and he needs to carry it. He's speaking to black voters specifically. According to the release from the White House, he's expected to endorse the creation of a federal Juneteenth holiday commemorating the end of slavery and to back an initiative to make lynching a federal hate crime. Is that all part of this event today? In Atlanta. Let's go to the president live.
Have you figured out the fake news yet? You're young and handsome and beautiful. Have you figured out the fake news yet? You'll learn. You'll learn. You'll learn to live with it. You'll learn to do what you have to do. But we are going to take back the House. I think we're only 17 short now. We picked up a couple. We just won a big one in Los Angeles. We haven't won in 22 years. California. Won a big one in Wisconsin. You know, it was a great one. We won some really good ones. So we're inching up, and you watch what's going to happen. It's going to be a very big night for the House. It's going to be a really retired Pelosi. That's not a bad idea. That's going to be great. Congratulations, all. That's already a great achievement. It really is. It's already. But together we'll fulfill our contract with Black America and we'll pass the Platinum Plan into law, and we'll do it quickly and easily. We're also joined by a great friend of mine, Dr. Ben Carson. Where's Ben? Ben, I love Ben. Special man. He's doing a great job, too. He's been my friend from the beginning. Can I tell the one story, Ben? He came up to me during, he was campaigning. He was the toughest one. I mean, to tell you what, we had some really tough ones. You know, a lot of them like to try and say they were tough, but they weren't, like Kasich. Like Kasich. He only had one thing. He wouldn't leave the race. He'd get minus one. He's going on to the next one. This guy did great. He was incredible. And he came up to me during the race, and he was doing well. He said, you know that you're going to win, don't you? I said, excuse me? He said, you know you're going to win. He was doing great. And he was really like in second and third and fourth and back to second. I mean, he was right up there. He was great. I learned, I said, we got to get this guy out of here. But he came up to me, he did, and he said, you're going to win. And I'll let him tell you the rest of the story if he'd like to do it sometime. But he gave a very specific reason, and I will never forget what he said. But he said, you know you're going to win, don't you? And I just thought it was really nice. And you know what I'm talking about, Ben. So, Ben Carson, what a job he's done, too. Respected by everybody. Thank you, Ben. And a man who ran in the primary, who I got a call from another great man, David Perdue. He said, could you do us a favor? There's a guy named...
Two Republican senators on the ballot.
And he's running in a tough primary. He's got a tough opponent. And do you think you could maybe endorse him? I love David Perdue. I said, who is he? I don't know. Okay. And he said, well, he's been for you. I said, well, I've heard that before. I better be careful. And we did a little, where's Brian? Right over here. Brian. So, we did a little research. And he has. He was for me all the way. And I said, that's good. You know, the worst thing is when you're endorsing people that say bad things, right? He only said good. And I got to know him, and I got to know his wife, Marty, and I said, absolutely, and we endorse him, and he won that primary so easily. He won so easily. And they're still trying to figure out what happened in the race. I've been watching, and you know what, it wasn't that close. He won by, like, a lot, actually.
Yeah, David Perdue,
you know, he didn't win by
for a moment here to explain some of the background. David Perdue was one of the two senators who were on the ballot in Georgia. Both of the Republicans are almost sure to win, frankly. Either Kelly Loeffler or Doug Collins, whoever wins the primary in on that side. David Perdue was running against a guy named John Ossoff, who lost a congressional race before. He has tons of money. He's a documentary filmmaker, part of the, quote, new breed Democratic left. He's not going to win in Georgia. I don't think that is likely, but it's good for the president supporting Senator Perdue and Senator Loeffler. I don't think the president's taken a position between Senator Loeffler and Doug Collins, but they're running against Raphael Warnock, who we talked about yesterday, who is increasingly radical in his opposition to law enforcement, which is not going to play well with voters in Georgia or, frankly, voters anywhere. I want to go back to the president. Let's see if he's gotten past endorsing some of the local celebrities. Here's the president of the United States.
Where's CW? Oh, I like that. I want to do that. I want to do that. Thank you, T.W. Great reputation. Thank you very much. And a friend of mine who, my children, you know, they'll always be children. They may be a little older than children, but they're always my children. They love her, Lynn Patton. Lynn, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you. And if you're a UFC fan, anybody like UFC? It's, I'll tell you what, that's right, Usman. He goes, Usman, he's, I know who he is. He's tough, that's who he is. Kamaru Usman, where is our champ? Come on, champ, get up. Man, oh, man, oh, man. What a fight.
Yeah, the president's in unusually good spirits. I believe the hint, by the way, is very strongly that he is going to appoint Amy Coney Barrett. He's met with her at least twice, and he had an opportunity because he was in Florida last night. He did a big rally in Jacksonville, and a very big rally, very raucous, energized crowd. And he was in Florida, in other words, and then he was in Miami, and that's where Judge Barbara Lagoa, who is considered to be the other front runner for the choice for the Supreme Court, she's based in Miami. I mean, she's a Floridian, and they had talked about in the White House about the president meeting with Judge Lagoa, but he decided not to do it, hasn't done it. And so that indication seems to be very strongly that, as people have said all along, including this person, me, the most likely choice is Judge Barrett from Indiana. She, of course, a professor at Notre Dame and a judge in the Circuit Court of Appeals out of Chicago. She will be the nominee. And already, by the way, the left is ganging up on her with a scurrilous attack, and really a scurrilous attack that had lots of inaccuracies in it about her religious faith. We are going to be speaking about religious faith and this election and the popular culture generally. Dinesh D'Souza. Yeah, that Dinesh D'Souza, one of President Trump's favorites, actually has a new movie out that isn't political, but it has religious implications. It is a terrorist thriller called Infidel. We'll be speaking with Dinesh coming up, and much more on the Medved Show.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump hitting the campaign trail hard this Friday. The president spending part of his morning in Florida participating in a Latinos for Trump roundtable. The president then heading to Georgia delivering remarks on an event titled Black Economic Empowerment, the Platinum Plan. And the president ends his night in Newport News, Virginia with a campaign-style rally. Breonna Taylor's family is speaking out in Louisville, saying they didn't have faith in the justice system to begin with. Taylor's aunt, Bianca Austin, reads a statement written by Breonna's mother, Tamika Palmer.
I never had faith in Daniel Cameron to begin with.
Amen.
I knew he was too inexperienced to deal with a job of this caliber. Mm. I knew he had already chosen to be on the wrong side of the law. Mm. The moment he wanted to, the grand jury to make the decision.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
On the Michael Medved show, let me get back to this issue about the alleged plot to steal the election. And a lot of this I know appeals to people who enjoyed that television miniseries, The Plot Against America, based on the Philip Roth novel. And it's not just right-wingers who believe in conspiracy theories. The idea that there is an ongoing conspiracy going on to basically end elections in America and to have President Trump take over as a Hitler-like or Mussolini-like tyrant, I think that's way over the top. However, is there reason to be concerned about confusion concerning this election? And about an unsettled election, I was mentioning before that one of the things that is very likely to happen on election night, and everyone should be prepared for it, is a red mirage. And I don't remember who coined that phrase. It wasn't me. But it's an appropriate phrase because there would be the idea that President Trump, wow, he's won everywhere. He's won everything. He's won a solid, overwhelming landslide victory. Now, why is that? Because all of the polling indicates, and I think they're right about this, that this year, and this year's different from other years, Republicans are much more likely to vote in person than Democrats. According to some poll, a majority of Democrats across the country are planning to vote by mail. And that includes absentee ballots that they will request. That includes those states where they are making those ballots widely available. And a lot of the local election officials are extremely worried about voting by mail because in some states, by law, that's been changed, by the way, in a few states in time. But by law in many states, you're not allowed to begin counting the early ballots, the mail-in ballots that have come into you before the election. You're not allowed to count them ahead of time. And it takes longer to count mail-in ballots. Why? Because they're on paper. They're not by machine. And yes, in a lot of states, when you are voting in person, you are voting by machine. And those votes can be counted right away. So the expectation is President Trump will be doing better on election night. And that Joe Biden, regardless of who wins the ultimate contest, Joe Biden will be doing better in the days and maybe even weeks that come when people are counting up ballots. The one thing that causes confusion is, okay, which of these election ballots that are mailed in are you actually going to count? And in Pennsylvania, they just had a federal judge who said, no, you're not going to be able to count ballots that are, quote, naked. In other words, what they have in Pennsylvania is the same thing they have here in the state of Washington, is when you get your mail-in ballot, you're supposed to fill it out, and then you put the ballot inside a little security envelope, and then you put that security envelope inside the bigger envelope, and you don't have to put a stamp on it because the postage is paid for, and then you just put it in the mail. Okay, but if you don't have that security envelope, if you just put the ballot directly in the return envelope in Pennsylvania, the ballot's not going to be counted because a federal judge says, no, it won't be counted. And what does that mean? Well, in the primary, apparently there were like 100,000 ballots that were in that factor. So the legitimate concern is that we have a Florida from 2000 where nobody, I mean, it was so incredibly close. I do believe that the very, very overwhelming evidence, and everyone has looked at this has said, so George W. Bush won Florida, but he won it very narrowly, officially by 527 votes. And again, if there's anything like that repeated, it's likely to be repeated that way in several different states. And here's what happens, is when you have states, say Pennsylvania, where you have a Democratic governor at a Republican legislature, and then it comes time, December 14th, to decide which electors you're going to certify for the Electoral College vote that's actually going to choose a president. The state legislature, which in Pennsylvania is Republicans in both houses, can go ahead and say, we're going to certify President Trump. Because we think he won the election. And the governor, who's a Democrat, can go ahead and say, no, I'm going to certify as governor. And if they come to Washington, D.C., on January 6th, they're supposed to officially tally all these electoral votes from around the country. This is January 6th of next year. And it's very possible they'll have a bunch of states, say Pennsylvania, maybe Florida, maybe Michigan, maybe Ohio, which, again, is looking close. It does not look like the overwhelming, decisive Trump victory that he won last time. So if you have a bunch of these states, particularly states with divided government, Wisconsin has a Democratic governor, and the Republicans control both houses of the legislature. How do you decide who is going to get an electoral slate that is actually going to be counted? Which electors are going to be certified? It's unclear. The Constitution suggests, though it's open to interpretation, that a Mike Pence, as the president of the Senate, could make that decision. But that'll be contested in court. And the difficulty here is that if nobody has a certified majority of the electoral votes. In other words, those 270 magic electoral votes that everybody's looking for. What happens then? Then it goes to the House, right? But it's not an automatic thing where the Democrats win because it goes to the House, and they don't get to choose Nancy Pelosi as the new president. They can only vote in the House for one of the top three presidential candidates in terms of the Electoral College. And so it's really only top two because nobody else is going to have electoral votes. Okay, so it goes to the House, and then each state gets one vote. Right now, the Republicans control 26 of the state delegations. So conceivably, Trump could win, except, guess what? It's the new House that votes. Because that vote is supposed to take place on January 6th under the Constitution. A new House is sworn in on January 3rd. But there is one problem that nobody's confronting yet. If all these ballots are in contention, which ballots are valid and which ballots are not, how are they going to select the new House? If they have close House races in some of these states with a lot of mail-in ballots, and that's going to be a lot of states, then who is actually going to control the new House of Representatives? Or will we even know? It's a difficult matter. Coming up, we're going to talk about a real question from an AP reporter, a question about Joe Biden. He called it a day, apparently, according to the Associated Press, before 10 a.m. this morning. And the media are wondering why. We will get to the report from Zeke Miller, White House reporter for the Associated Press, which is generally no friend of the Trump campaign, and also deal with an editorial in the Wall Street Journal about the transition panic. We should be reassured, I think. But not entirely. There's still a lot of problems out there to deal with. We'll get to it coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear, or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Where's Joe questions seem to be arising from many sources, including the president's Twitter feed. President Trump has tweeted this morning. Trump's tweet says, "Sleepy Joe Biden just closed down his campaign for the day again. Wants to rest. He is a very low-energy individual, and our country cannot make it in these exciting but complex and competitive times with a low-energy president." And then Zeke Miller, White House reporter for Associated Press, reports for the second day in a row, Biden called it a day before 10 a.m. The media are wondering why. You know what? I think I know why. And it probably shouldn't be hard. He's preparing for the debates. I mean, the biggest moment in the entire campaign, at least so far, is coming up on Tuesday night. And I have been part of political campaigns, gubernatorial campaigns, senatorial campaigns, never a presidential campaign. But I've been part of campaigns where I've been involved with debate prep with a candidate. And it is very, very intensive. If you're a smart, good candidate, you engage in lots and lots of debate prep to get as ready as you possibly can for, honestly, those few minutes that can change the course of history. And they can't. They have. Not all debates matter. Karl Rove had an interesting piece about that, that mostly debates confirm what people believe. But particularly with President Reagan, for both the second term and his first term, in 1980 and in 84, Reagan's performance in the debates, for which he was very well prepared, particularly for the second debate, because he had underperformed in the first debate when he was running for re-election in 84. Okay, and apparently Obama, you remember how badly Obama did in his first debate against Romney? He did horribly. And then he canceled a bunch of events and concentrated on debate prep. I think this is what Joe Biden is doing, and this whole question about being a low-energy president. Either President Trump's attack is going to be confirmed by Joe Biden's performance, or he's has the chance to blow that issue away by looking sharp and crisp and substantive. And we'll see. The New York Post has a cover photograph of a big crowd of people, and it says, "Can you find Joe Biden?" And then inside, they have, "Where's Waldo? This election season, voters are asking, where's Joe?" On Thursday, just a short 40 days before the election, the Biden campaign called a lid at 9 a.m. No more questions, no more appearances for the rest of the day. That's after the Post found that President Trump has answered five times the number of questions from reporters in the 2 months from mid-July to mid-September. And then the New York Post, which, of course, is a Rupert Murdoch newspaper, along with the Wall Street Journal and Fox News, they're very pro-Trump. America deserves to hear more, they write, from the man who wants to be president and who is willing and able to face tougher questioning. Okay, I think that's true, that he is going to have to face tougher questioning, and presumably he will get that from Chris Wallace on Tuesday night, coming up just moments from now. The Wall Street Journal about the transition panic, I think, is good, and it's balanced, and it's fair. And it says, the media and intelligentsia have worked themselves into a frenzy over imaginary fears that Mr. Trump will somehow remain in office by force if he loses the 2020 election. Well, we're going to have to see what happens, he said when asked to disavow this fantasy. I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster. Start with the obvious. The notion that Mr. Trump could stop a peaceful transition of power is preposterous, they say. On January 20th, his term legally ends. And then they go on. They say, if Congress hasn't certified an Electoral College winner on that date or settled a tie, Nancy Pelosi will be president if she is still House Speaker. Okay, that's not true, actually. They're wrong about that. Probably whoever is elected as vice president, because there's supposed to be a separate election for vice president. And if you read the 12th and 20th amendments to 21st amendments to the Constitution, it's very confusing at that point. In other words, if there's no majority on the ballots, then it goes to the House of Representatives and they decide. And the Senate decides who's going to be vice president. Trump joked last night, supposing he never campaigns and he wins, you know how badly I'm going to feel? I'm working hard, and you've got to work hard. To make this a major issue, I think it's effective if Joe Biden does not step up his game at the debates. They point out in the Wall Street Journal that GOP House and Senate leaders have already repudiated Mr. Trump's remarks if he tried to remain after Joe Biden was certified as the winner. His political support would collapse, and that was true. It was made clear yesterday by a statement from Mitch McConnell that we read, statements from Lindsey Graham, statements from Ben Sasse of Nebraska. Liz Cheney made an excellent statement. She said, look, as members of Congress, we swear an oath of office to the Constitution, and we will all plan to maintain this oath. And they write in the Wall Street Journal, as for the notion that Mr. Trump could execute a coup, he's been warring with his own security agencies as long as he's been in office. He's been denounced by dozens of retired generals, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff apologized for appearing with him publicly during the unrest in Washington, D.C. Mr. Trump's real point is that he wants to reserve the right to contest dubious election practices, such as post-election litigation to count disputed or late or unsigned ballots. Democrats are already in court in multiple states asking judges to rewrite state election laws, as we've been reporting. The Journal says the rule of law is vital to free and fair elections. And Mr. Trump is right not to forswear his legal options. Yet his reckless comments give credence to Democratic hysteria. and he should clarify his views if he doesn't want to lose more voters who think he lacks the temperament or self-control for the office. And of course they're right about that, too. Democrats' bad behavior is no excuse for Mr. Trump to join them in undermining Democratic legitimacy. And he made another mistake on Wednesday of this week by suggesting that confirming a new Supreme Court justice could help him in a post-election legal fight. Quote, "This scam that the Democrats are pulling will be before the United States Supreme Court," he said, and then added, "I think it should be 8-0 or 9-0, but just in case it would be more political than it should be, I think it's very important to have a ninth justice." Now, what the Journal says is the answer hands Democrats a ready-made line of attack in Supreme Court confirmation hearings. Senate Democrats will charge that Mr. Trump's nominee is being installed to help him steal the election. They'll also demand that she recuse herself from election-related cases. Look, I think that's entirely the case, and this should not be associated. And do we really want an election that's decided by the Supreme Court? I think the American people overwhelmingly want, and patriots overwhelmingly want, an election that's clear. Last time, President Trump won key states by very narrow margins, but no one contested them. I mean, can we try to work on that basis? That unless it's an extraordinary situation like Florida in 2000, if you win, like, even a big populous state like Michigan by 10,000 votes, and I believe that was what President Trump's margin was, you win the state. And can we not contest it or have a legal battle? Because, frankly, a president, whether it's a reelected President Trump or an elected President Biden, whoever it happens to be, if you are installed by a Supreme Court decision, and nobody should be sure that the Supreme Court is going to decide in Trump's favor, by the way, if you are installed by a Supreme Court decision, that is a president who's lacking legitimacy. The Wall Street Journal says, yes, we've been warning about ill-conceived mail-in voting plans and extended ballot deadlines orchestrated by Democrats and liberal interest groups. The worry isn't that these would rig the election, but they would make litigation and complaints of election theft more likely. It is something we should work together to avoid for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.